a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
Manntown's 93.1 Jams. What's happening? It's Kristen in the Morning Rush. It's always fun for us to get into your personal lives, honey, known as your bedroom and your wallet, to find out how we can get you a second date.
That's right. And we've got Dave calling. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, my man. We're just making a dollar, honey. I'm making you holla. So we're really happy that you're calling in to let us know you went out on a date. So tell us what's happening.
So I went on a date with this girl, Sarah, who I met on Match. And, I mean, it was awesome because we connected on there because we're both kind of looking for the same thing. Like, we both really want, like, a long-term relationship. You know, that's just something that's important to me right now, where I'm at in my life. And, like, she kind of seemed like it was the same thing. And so we kind of chatted for a little bit on there. And then we finally decided to go get a drink. We went to me and Julio's for a couple drinks.
Oh, nice.
Which, yeah, it was awesome. And we both took COVID tests and made sure they were negative. So, like, we were responsible about the whole thing, you know, before we did that. But yeah, it was, you know, it was good. Like, we just started talking and then started talking about, like, past relationships, how many people we've been with and stuff like that. And have you been with, like, a lot of casual relationships or, you know, long-term relationships or one-night stands or whatever. And she seemed, like, kind of hesitant to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, like, oh, you know, just like a few, but, like, she really just seemed like she didn't want to talk about it. I mean, I was just trying to kind of be like, oh yeah, you know, are you a long-term relationship person? Like, just kind of getting a sense of who she is. But anyway, so we had a few drinks and then, you know, she needed to get home. And so I told her that, you know, I wanted to call for a second date. And it seemed good. Like, we hugged at the end, and I've tried calling her a few times, but, like, I can't get her at all. Texted, called, nothing. And, like, it's weird because I felt like we were getting to know each other and, like, wanted to get to know each other more, but then, like, she just ignored me completely after that.
All right. So, listen, you met on Match. Let's ask you, how has dating life been in this pandemic for you? How many people have you laid down with, Dave? Let's get personal.
It's been hard. I mean, honestly, it's been hard. Like I said, like, we spent a long time, like, talking on the site because we wanted to make sure that, like, we got tested and that, like, we really wanted to, like, it was worth going out to meet somebody. So, like, it's been really hard. That's why I'm, like, disappointed, because I really thought this was the potential for something.
Sure. So how many one-night stands have you had, dude?
Not very
25,
many.
50,
not many at all.
7,500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, go, Dave.
You know what that means. Dave's good at what he does.
That's right.
I just had to
Yeah, we're kidding.
All right, so... Okay, so you guys met at Match. You guys had, you know, a really nice night out, you know, having some drinks. You were asking her questions again about, you know, kind of getting to know her past relationships. I mean, this is a normal thing, right? You ask, like, how many, well, or you don't. Some people think it's taboo, like, don't ask about your exes or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, relationships, yeah, but the number of people you've been with, I think is taboo.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
So you think Dave might have, that might be an error?
I think.
On Dave's,
yeah.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at Dave. Tracy's calling you out.
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't say, like, what's your number? Like, how many people have you slept with? Like, it wasn't that sort of a question. Like, it was literally, like, you know, are you somebody who does a lot of, like, long-term relationships and only been with a few people? Or, like, you date a lot and go out on a lot of first dates and they don't work out? Like,
for sure.
I'm kind of trying to get a sense of who she is.
It's kind of like playing the game Truth or Dare or the game Who Would You Do?
Oh.
Brad Pitt... or Zac Efron or Dave. I mean, it's these games are very innocent. You know,
yes.
I play them all the time. And then you throw some spin the bottle. I mean, it's just a night for all. So like you said, but for some reason, you know what? Like a quick kiss and that's it. And you have not seen her. So how long has it been, Dave?
Couple weeks now. Like almost 2 weeks.
Shoot. Okay.
Ooh,
she's not happy with you.
Well,
we're going to help you hopefully seek her out and see why the heck she's dodging you, Dave, because you sound like a super nice guy. Again, you just out in the dating world, just trying to meet a lovely lady. And this might be your lady friend, Miss Sarah.
Yeah.
Hopefully scoring a second date next with Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
You went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
Manntown's 93.1 Jams. It's Kristen in the Morning Morning Rush. Ooh, I'm liking on Dave, honey, right now on Second Date Update.
That's right. Dave's calling. He had a second date, or we're trying to get a second date with Sarah. They met on Match, and they connected over both wanting long-term relationships. So Dave expressed that, you know, he's just really looking for a commitment. He's tired of dating. So, you know, they chatted for a little bit. They decided to meet at me and Julio's for drinks. Both had COVID tests, of course, and are negative. And he was just trying to ask questions, relationship questions. How many relationships have you been in? You know, any one night stands? She was a little hesitant, but it sounded like she answered them. And then he's tried to call her a few times, but hasn't heard back.
Well, we got to figure this out. So, Dave, are you ready? We're going to call Sarah.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Good luck to you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yeah, this is Sarah.
Sarah, how many men have you done? You done? I think that was a classic song from Foreigner.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, girl. This is Chris and Tracy. We're actually just messing with you. You're on Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Oh, cool. I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So listen, love, we got a very great word out on the streets, especially in the Match.com world, that you have taken a man by surprise because of the look in your eyes.
Get it, girl.
I got to stop with my song.
Yes.
Do you remember going out with a hottie known as Dave?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, she does. Well, that's a good sign because it's been in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That can. So tell her why we're calling her.
Well, we're calling because you went out with them, but you're not getting back. And we want to know why.
Mm-hmm. Spill the beans, girl.
Yeah.
Okay. I've kind of been avoiding him because he asked me like the number of sexual partners I've had, and I didn't think that was really appropriate on a first date or really any time because that's none of his business.
That's true.
It is ours, though.
It is.
So, girl, how many have you had?
Yeah.
You can tell us.
I mean, okay, fine. I feel like it's pretty normal, like 142, maybe.
What? Really? Okay. Celebrate it, Tracy. Mm-hmm. Celebrate it. Really? Wow. Okay.
Get it.
Well, you know what? More power to you, honey. Yeah. More power to you. Because here's the thing. Not a lot of women will go out, especially on the airwaves, and say that they have done that many men before.
That's true.
And you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
But here's the thing. You know, you might not have been comfortable, though, of course, with Dave, I guess. Well, obviously, you weren't very comfortable. So here's the thing. Dave is actually on the phone because he's been missing you. That's another song. Missing
you. You told that to everybody on the radio, but you wouldn't talk about that with me out at drinks? Like, what?
I'm sorry. I just met you, and I don't know. I didn't feel like sharing that yet. Like, maybe
wait,
down
you just
the road,
met me, but you'll tell like however many thousand people are listening to this show?
I don't know. Every day is different.
Every day is different.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
now you see. Now you're judging me. So that's what I'm afraid of.
I'm not judging the number. I'm judging like that you wouldn't tell me, but you would tell like everybody on a radio show.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right.
This is me.
Well, Sarah, okay, so we got to defend our boy Dave. So Dave is like super sweet. He really, really enjoyed you. And again, like through this pandemic, it's not been fun. I mean, I asked him the same question and he did not want to share that either. So I guess it really is determined on who you're most comfortable sharing that with. And obviously, because he knows you, he doesn't know Tracy and I, he just knows us as two crazy broads on the radio, that he was comfortable enough to, you know, have that conversation with you. And like Sarah, you know, Dave, she's a girl. I mean, this is what us girls do. We're kind of like, you know, open up to each other like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, you know, we choose who we want to share stuff with.
It's true. And she felt like she was talking to two girlfriends. So yeah.
All right. I mean, I guess I understand that, but like, I'm not, there was no judgment on the number. I mean, seriously, I just was kind of wanting to know, like, you know, if you've been with a lot of people or not, or if you're like picky or, you know, like, what, you know, kind of like what your deal is.
Well, what it sounds like to me, Dave, it sounds like Sarah has had a whole bunch of many different of those. So whether they were picky, whether they were mean, happy, and kind, honey, you will fit in that department somewhere within the many of men she's been with. And God bless you for it, girl. Get some. Get some.